Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guest host, Dakota Morton, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Today on the show, I am going solo. No Gavin, no guest, actually, today for you guys. But I did want to talk about something here today because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather as well this week, too. So definitely affecting doing the recordings for you guys this week. Sounds like Beavis and Butthead there for a minute, Jesus. But wanted to do a quick little discussion about my adventures as Superman. The anime. What we do know is that there was a trailer that was released. If you haven't checked it out, go pause this podcast. Go check that out. Come back, and then we're going to discuss it together. You guys know how much of a Superman fan I am. You know, I wrote the article for a therapy company called Superman Saved My Life. If you take a look at the podcast logo, you know, the stuff like that. We do get, though, some really cool things. First off, I do got to say, we do have that release date of May 25th. So later on this month. And it's going to be a two-hour premiere, if I remember correctly here. Two episodes are going, followed by weekly releases. It's going to be on Adult Swim, followed by Max later on as well. We do have very cool things, though, in this season. I mean, this season, there's been the rumor that we're going to have Brainiac, and the trailer kind of shows that a little bit, too. Brainiac's going to come in. I should also say, before we go on, too, make sure you go watch season one of My Adventures with Superman. And we've talked about it on the show before. I believe Gavin and I have, and well, our thoughts were on it. And relatively positive, and this is also, I should make it clear, anime as hell. Very, very anime, and it's a new take on the Man of Steel, Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, Superman villains, the mythos. Like, this Superman world is way different from the books. Different tone, different types of villains. Like, the villains get their own. There's a lot to it. Make sure you go check out season one. Now, diving into season two. We were teased a character in there in season one, and we possibly thought it was going to be, you know, Lex Luthor. People were saying it couldn't be, but I'm saying it's a younger one where he had hair. And in this season, we do get it confirmed. Lex Luthor is going to be a part of it. You know, Amanda Waller, big part of last season as well. Huge character development there, as well as, like, character development with all of them. But, you know, villain-wise, going in with that. If I do sound a little bit groggy, guys, like I said, I'm under the weather. But you know, the show must go on, and we wanted to give a podcast for you guys. We have battles with Brainiac, Atomic Skull, Parasite is back. I've had my thoughts on, you know, Parasite, Livewire, Deathstroke as well. We do have the introduction of Supergirl. It looks like a rage-infused Supergirl, but she's probably going to tie into the Brainiac slash General Zod aspect of the season, which I thought we weren't going to get, but it looks like we are, and that was the whole thing. I believe they said, oh, we're not going to see him in the show. They lied. We actually, it looks like, are going to get them. We do see the Atomic Skull, a villain who is so underrated, and I'm so extremely happy to see. And that's a beautiful part of the show, is that they do give these villains, you know, different backstories, but also different looks, but they do bring them to the limelight for people who may not know who some of these iconic Superman villains that, in my opinion, also been underused in the comics recently as well. But hey, that's just me. So we do see this, and we do see that, you know, the Jimmy-Lois-Clark dynamic as well is going strong, to say the least. There is a promo picture. We'll probably see it in the for the podcast episode for that. We'll probably use it for that. But there is, it's like Clark in space, and Jimmy and Lois are there with the side, and they got, like, cat ears on their spacesuits. You didn't think we'd notice, but we did. Again, tying into the anime factor of this show, which I do like. I do like the anime take on, like, this iconic hero. The Batman ones I've never been interested in. Maybe it's because it's Superman as well. I love Batman, though, so it's weird. Going in on it, too, though, it does look like we are going to see, as I said, we're going to see a lot of the Lois Superman dynamic, too, with, like, maybe the love story as well. And I was a big shipper of the love story in this version, so at least sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I'm a really big shipper of this. It's also the acting in the show, too. Excuse me. It looks like we're going to be having some really great voice acting, some really fun animation as well, too. So this anime style is back. It's better than ever. You know, Jack Wade as Superman. Who would have thought that would work? But it works out perfectly. Looking at our article here, it has actually been nearly an end of this. Nearly an end. Shit. It's been nearly a year since the end of the last season. So that's very interesting, to say the least. But yeah, guys, we are going to be, you know, diving in. We're going to take a look at season two as new episodes come out. We'll be talking about it. Gavin will probably join me for this as well. But season two, it looks to be pretty big and strong. And Amanda Waller coming in again, being a big villain. And I do love how they're using Amanda Waller for the cartoons, for the comics right now, with Absolute Power going to be a thing here in the comics. A big, huge comic event going on. Hey, Amanda Waller is, and oh, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, big character in that, clearly. But, you know, that whole big thing, Amanda Waller is coming in, and it's pretty good. I like it. They're mixing things up a little bit. Supergirl being a thing too. I wonder how they're going to handle that in this universe. I really do. Again, guys, we've covered the season one before, I think pretty much at length. So if you want to go check it out and check out previous episodes of the podcast. But I do want to say thank you guys for tuning into this episode. You know, hopefully, you know, we did a quick little dive, a little discussion on it for this week's episode. But needless to say, everyone who saw season one is extremely excited for season two, me included. And it's not because I like sucking the dick of everything, it's just because I have actually enjoyed season one a lot. Will we get to season three? Depends on this one does. And we'll see, because Superman and Lois, a show I love with a passion, is my favorite DC show in years. Maybe even better than the movies, but that just got canned and we're waiting for the new season to come out. We'll see what happens. But we know, thinking about it now, guys, I'm literally just looking at the schedule. It's my book's fault. We have, you know, Superman, My Adventures of Superman Season 2. It's going to be weekly for this year. Later on this year, we have, you know, Superman and Lois, the TV show. And then next year, we have the movie. We eating good, Superman fans. We eating good. We let them cook. And look at that. They're like, hey, we're not going to give anything new for Superman for the movie, which is what everyone's talking about. But no one's talking about how we're going to get all these TV shows coming out. If we're going to give us two different types of content. That's awesome. Live action and anime. Like, it's great. It's perfect. Again, guys, if you did enjoy this, make sure you guys subscribe for new episodes every Tuesday for the Comic Chronicle podcast, whether they're interviews, newsroom with Gavin, reviews, or more, or this little segment where I talk to you guys, this is a newsroom. I think this is a newsroom. And be sure to subscribe, guys, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're listening to this right now. And of course, guys, if you want to follow me on social media, you can, and everything will be in the description box down below. But I do want to say, I'm going to promote it real fast, Twitch, CoderX97. Twitch is blowing up. I have a few big things happening there for you guys as well, so stay tuned for those. I'm trying to think. Redbubble. We have a Redbubble store as well, and that's going to be in a description box for this episode too, so stay tuned for that. And I think that's realistically about everything. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry, I'm under the weather here, but I do have some interviews coming up here for you guys here very, very soon. So stay tuned. Thanks, everybody, as always. And stay classy, folks.